This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Reading from verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him." Everything was made through him. "And without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." Praise the Lord. What, you know, the Bible talks about God's gift. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." You know what Jesus said eternal life was? He said, "This is eternal life, that you may know him," know Jesus Christ, "and know the Father." There's no other way to the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why this is such incredible good news. He came to his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. There's another story in the Gospel here, in the Gospel of John, in chapter 4, where Jesus is on the road with his disciples, and they've been walking all morning. Come noontime, he comes to this well in Samaria, and the disciples head off to get some food, and Jesus is resting by this well, obviously quite weary. He's been walking. I'd imagine it's quite warm, like a day like this, in the heat there in the Middle East. And he gets to this well. He's weary, he's thirsty. And it says this certain woman comes along to the well. She was a Samaritan woman. And Jesus asked her to get him a drink of water at the well. And she was amazed, because being a Samaritan, the Jews wouldn't even talk to them, wouldn't even acknowledge them. And here's Jesus, a Jew, talking to her and asking her for a drink. So she's astounded, and she says to, "How is it that you're a Jew? You're actually talking to me. How is that?" And you know, Jesus responded to her, and he said this to her: "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." If you knew the gift of God and who it was that was talking to you, you would have asked him. There are three things there that Jesus points out. The first one is, if you knew the gift of God. And the second one, and who it is who is talking to you and asking you for a drink. And the third one is, you would have asked him. I want to tell you that that God so loved the world that he's given. There are three things that at this time of year, I don't know how many have opened your gifts already. You know, I used to do that as a kid. It was 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I shared this at the carols, that I remember five boys. Yeah, I've confessed to mum. But five boys get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, pitch black. We're too scared to turn on the light because we knew Dad had brought them in. And we're too scared to turn on the light in case we get found out. So we're opening these presents and feeling them, getting excited about what we thought we've got. And then we'd have another Christmas when it actually was light. We'd actually find out what we have got. So it was a real bonus. But anyway, I was sharing that. But every one of us, we give gifts to one another. We give gifts. And what we think of, we try to think about a gift that is really going to be what the person wants or needs. And think about this. Just imagine if you got a gift for somebody, you really loved them and really wanted to bless them. You put a lot of thought and, you know, a lot of money into it. You got this gift you thought was perfect for that person, and you gave it to them, and okay, they received the gift. How would you feel if they put that gift still wrapped on a bench somewhere? How would you feel? And they never unwrapped it. Never really, maybe they received it, but they never opened it to find out what it was, much less used it for the purpose we gave it to them for. Well, think about what God, He has so loved the world, every single one of us, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, He gave the right, it says in John, He gave the right to become sons of God. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Thanks be to God. No wonder the scripture uses this kind of language. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Paul says, if God did not spare His only Son, how much more with Him will He give us all things? So this woman at the well asks the question, how is it that you're actually talking to me? I'm a Samaritan, I'm an outcast. I wonder how many people think that God is not interested in them. That they think, well, I'm not good enough, I never went to church, I never did this, I never did that, my life's a mess. Well, the reality is all of our lives are a mess. There is not one good, no, not one. That's God's judgment, all right? Not one. But He so loves us, He's given us the gift that every one of us needs. And what I want to ask, have you received it? Have you received it? Because it must be to those who received him, we're talking about a person. Do you even know who He is? You know, I think it's not what we know about Him. The Bible talks about the last days that knowledge will increase. Man, do we know everything? You just have to Google it and you know everything. We know so much. But that's not the knowledge that's going to help us. It's knowing Him. Knowing Him. He is real. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Yes, He was born as a baby. And we can get all gooey over that and all the stuff He did. But do you know Him right now? Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And He is the Lord of Lords. All power, all authority is in your name, is in His name. He has all authority. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. No one that ever calls on His name will ever be ashamed. No one that calls on His name will ever be disappointed. How incredible is that? All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. No matter what your circumstance or situation, that's what I talk about receiving the gift and knowing, you know, none of us unwrapped it. He gave his gift, none of us unwrapped it. How do I know that? Because the Bible says so. There is not one who seeks after God. No, not one. That's what it means to unwrap it, seek after Him. So God unwrapped His gift for us. He grew up before us. You know, Isaiah chapter 53 says, Lord, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before us like a tender plant. He had no great form. He wasn't like a king. He had no great comeliness that we should desire him. God allowed him to grow up before every single one of us. And he demonstrated the power of God to save, to heal, to deliver. And then he went to the cross, as William is saying that song, hallelujah, hallelujah. He went to the cross, paid the price for every single one of us. What an indescribable gift. If he did not spare his only begotten son, how much more with him will he give us all things, all things. So receive the gift of God. And the second one, have you opened it? Are you in the process of opening it? Are you in that process? Because I tell you, this gift is astounding. It's incredible. Every need that you have, what is Jesus? He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's a provider. He's God. He's the Son of God. You know, think about the disciples. This gift is being unwrapped right before them, as he is before every single one of us. They're in this boat. Suddenly, this huge storm's coming. We're going to drown. We're going to die. They've given up all hope. Jesus is asleep. The gift of God's asleep on their boat. They come and wake him up. Come on, you've got to join us we're all going to die party. So he wakes up, rebukes them for their, why are you afraid? Gets up and speaks to the waves, speaks to the storm, be still. And it quiets, and they're just, who is this man? Who is this man? And that's what he wants to reveal himself to you and to I. He wants to reveal who he really is. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who's asking you for a drink of water, you would have asked him. You see, that's the third step. Not only do we receive the gift, but we've got to begin to open it. Every promise, what did Jesus, he said to the Pharisees, you search the scriptures daily because in them you think you have life. But he said, every single one of these scriptures is pointing to me. It's about me. I've quoted it many times. An old song used to sing, I opened up the Bible and what did I find? A black and white portrait of a king who's a friend of mine. Do you know him? Do you know him? Not only know him, but know who he is and what he has done. Every promise in this Bible in him is yes and amen. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Every promise is yes and amen. And so we begin to open it up. And then he's the third step. Is are you using it? Are you using that gift for what it's given to us? How are we supposed to be using that gift? You and I. We're supposed... what did Jesus say? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will. Doesn't that blow you away? If you abide in me, isn't that opening up the gift? And my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be given to you. How incredible is that? Boy, don't we get distracted? Don't we get diverted when right in front of us is this indescribable gift that we can't just receive it and stick it on a shelf somewhere and say, yeah, I know all the story. Yeah, I know all about what he did for me. I know all the stories of the miracles he has done. I've read the whole Bible. I know it all, but it's on the shelf and you haven't made it a reality in your life because it's not about what you know. It's about who you know. It says, through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we have received these exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, all about Jesus Christ, we can actually become partakers of the divine nature. Just think about that for a minute. All that he is, we can receive. Didn't Jesus say, all that the Father has is mine? Didn't he say that? And he said, the Holy Spirit, and that's that living water. He said to that woman, you'll receive living water. It's about the Holy Spirit. He said, the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and he will show it to you. For what purpose? So we can use it. So we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We can cast out tormenting demons. I tell you what, we're in a place when so many people are under tormenting demons. Call it what you will. But when a person's set free and this incredible joy comes on. You know, I love that song. Let earth receive her king. That's what we've received. That's the gift that we've received. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who's asking you for a drink of water, you would have asked him. What are you asking God for? That's what I want to challenge. What are you asking God? Is there even a... Is there even a seeking of God there? What are you asking him for? Because all of his promises are yes and amen. Everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Everyone who seeks will find, because God is true. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The Amplified says this, if you had only known and had recognized God's gift and who this is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. When a gift is received, it's opened. When it's opened, we open it to find out what it is. As many as received him, to them he gave the right or the authority to become sons of God. This whole world's groaning, it's waiting for the revealing, the unwrapping, if you like, of who? The sons of God. Those who have received the gift and know who he is, and then start to do exactly the same things that he did. In fact, even greater things, because that's what he said will happen. How good is that? How good is that? Elaine, can I ask you to come up again with the team? Can we sing that last song again, Joy to the World? While they're just coming up, I just want to say to everybody, have a wonderful day with your families. If you're having lunches or dinners, have a wonderful time. And over the holiday period, I pray for safety for every one of you and a real refreshing as well. And just on that, really challenge you, get before the Lord and say, Lord, just unveil who you are to me and start to walk in it.
Thanks for listening, and please check out our website or come and visit us at Monbold Christian Fellowship.